want to go over then the Ramban and the Ritva and how they understood the Gemara. Amarava ba'omer eda sheker hayadati. That's the meaning of Rav's statement, Eitzom Misham Fichelko, and the Gemara asks on that, Kol Kimine Kime Shehigid. Apparently, the way that the Ritva and Ramban learn is the way that Tosis rejected. Tosis could not imagine that the Gemara means simply that if one of the Eidim confesses that he was lying, he confesses that he wasn't really there, he didn't see what he said Eidus about, that should warrant a chiyuv that he should pay for his share of Kasha Zama. And the reason why it doesn't sound correct is because the Tosis words are Lessa the Mishalim Mamun Elokin Huzam B'Mokum Poni Manu Hayisem. The way we explained is that the only time you can have a chiyuv of Kasha Zama is if you have a process called Hazama with a second pair of Eidim, and that's what requires, that's what makes them into Zomamin, and that's what is Machayiv them in paying Kasha Zama. But anything that doesn't go through that process of Hazama as defined by the Torah with the form of a second pair of Eidim would not warrant a chiyuv of Kasha Zama. L'maisa, when the Ritva brings this pshat, which he says is the pshat that everybody really learns in the Gemara, Ritva points out at some point later on in the piece, after he works through the Gemara, he says the Gemara could have asked that kasha as well. Gemara had a different kasha, namely kol kimine kimin shehigid, so he can't retract. But the Ritva points out the Gemara could have asked that kasha. As I have this in the Ritva, u'dimraschu parchinan, u'mi u'kashali, Bar mehachinami tikshalan. Separate from the kasha, the Gemara asks, "Kivan shehigin heichi korele ezomim dehaleka hazama elam piacherim." You can't have hazama if it's not mipiacherim. Says the Ritva. For example, in Baharug Baraglov, so the guy himself that you testified was killed shows up. Shezavade gomer sheidusam sheker. That's obviously indicative that the edus was sheker, and yet in kantores hazama ka. So the Ritva says, obviously, Hazama requires the process of a second pair of Eidim, that a Mevara, that the Eidus was Sheker, and even if you can get it through some other way, that wouldn't be Mechayiv in Kasha Zama. So how could the Gemara have suggested that this halacha of the Eid Zama Shemichoko is about the fact that one Eid was Moda, that he wasn't really there? L'chura, that wouldn't be Mechayiv Kasha Zama, so how could there even be such a pshat? The Ritva says, V'yeshlom de'in achinami. It's true. Ela de'idach adifa leila akshuye. Gemara chooses to ask a different question, a better question. And the question the Gemara asks is, as Ritva goes back and explains, the kevan the chiv medin de gamihu akorchach lohavi lo mikri edzomim v'shesase dusa b'loshet azama, as we said before. So we have to go over this again. So l'maisa, the problem that Tosis raises on this pshat, the Ritva acknowledges is a problem, except that the Gemara could have asked that and asked a better kasha. Okay, so at this point, we have to ignore that issue. We have to assume that the Gemara is presenting the notion of Hazama, even though it didn't take place via a second pair of Eidim. So exactly what is going on in the Gemara? So what happens? One Eid comes before Beis Din and says that I was a liar. I really wasn't there. As the Ritva points out, Eid Zomim, he's called Zomim because he says, I really didn't see what I said Eidim that I saw. Obviously, with regard to his friend, he can't be believed. But we're saying, Misham Fichelko, he'll pay his share of Kasha Zama. Now, when the Ritva initially brings this pshat, the Ritva asks the following question. So he asks, what about the fact that Ein Misham in Mamun Ashi Azumu Shneim? Which is what the Gemara just said a line earlier, when the Gemara presented the previous pshat in the statement of Rav. So maybe it means that only one Eid became a Zomim by two Eidim saying about him that Imanu Hayisa. Says the Gemara, that can't be. He wouldn't pay with Fichelko because Eina Eidim Nasin Zom Ad Shiazum Mishneim. That means Eim Mishalmin Maman Ad Shiazum Mishneim. So how does this take care of that question? So the Ritva has two solutions to this. One is that rule that you need them both to become Zomimin in order to carry out Kasha Zama, that's only said by Hazama Sacherin. That's a klal within Hazama Sachem. When you go through Hazama Al Yedei, a second pair of Eidim, then if the only Mazim one Eid, there's no Chiyuv Kash Hazama. But if the Eid, you could say, is Mazim himself, then even if it's just he being Mazim himself, that's sufficient to Mechayev him in Kash Hazama. You have to know the Svara here. That's what the verse is. After all, where does Halacha come from that you can be Mazim yourself? At the end of the day, the verse is more could have asked that. You don't find such a thing. But if you're going to find it, where would it come from? It would come from the Dimma Zama Sacherim. But in Zama Sacherim, you have to be Mazim both. So why would it be different? Hard to know what the Ritva means. But that's the first suggestion. Then he has another suggestion based on what the Girsa could have been. Because he brings initially that there are two possible Girsos here. One is Eidus Sheker He Added T, and the other Girsa is Eidus Sheker He Ad Nu. Oh, says the Ritva, now I have a good answer. If I go with the Girsa, the Umandi Goris He Ad Nu, Nu Hare Huz Mushneim Al Piv, Ela Dero Mehemen Al Chavre. So let's, this ready we have to try to understand. What did the Ritva say? That it's not, it doesn't fall under the category of Ein Eidim Nazim Achi Yizum Mishneim, which was what the Gemara I just asked previously, because Lefi, what he's saying, they were both Zomim. So he's being Mazim both. But, as the Ritva himself acknowledges, Lo Mehem Al Chavre. So what does it mean? So what's going on here? So how could you have a Hazama, a self-Hazama, that works for you, and court Ashizum Mishneim if it doesn't work for the other guy? What does that mean? Chara Yizum Mishneim means that you're mazim both. That your Hazama is being mazim both. He's only mazim himself at the end. He's not mazim the other one. He's not Neman al Chavre. So what did the Ritva gain? So the Girsa is Hey Adnu, and he's saying that we both said Sheker, we both were not there, but he's not Neman on the other guy. So how did this, how do you call this Yizum Mishneim? Again, we're talking about a self-Hazama, but at the end he's only really, he's only being Mazim himself. What does this mean? So in order to understand what the Ritva is saying, we have to really understand what Bechlau is going on here. What is this halacha that Beis Din can mechayev him based on his telling us that he was his own name, he and his friend were his own name, that they were there? Lamaisa, do you believe him? Does he have nemanus? At this point we say, we don't know about Kivin Shehigid, okay? But tell me, we really believe now it was Sheker? We know it was Sheker? It was clear to us that it was Sheker? By Hazam, it's clear to us that the Torah gave her nemanus to the second pair of Eidim, and therefore we believe the second pair of Eidim and the first pair of Eidim are discredited. Over here, we don't know about Kibin Shehigid. And he's retracting his Eidus. How? By saying, I wasn't really there to see what I claim I said, I saw. Me and him both, neither of us were there, okay? Do we actually know, absolutely sure, we have to take on now, based on his, what he's telling us, that in fact it's Sheker, that it was, he wasn't there? What kind of nemanis is that? Where does that come from? It's not Eidim. No, what's the answer? Both say, began to talk about this yesterday. What's the answer? Hodas Baldin. There's a halacha of Hodas Baldin Kimea Eidim then. That means if somebody's mode on some chiyuv that's to his detriment, so Beis Din accepts that. That means that you are considered to be correct insofar as your own liabilities are concerned. Which means like this. If it's affecting somebody else, like kulchav l'achirim, you're not believed. But benogeh yourself, we believe you. Therefore, what you have here is the level of credibility that you have to assign to this, what he's saying, is whatever it would be good enough. Hadas Baldin. So if what he's saying is that I should be chayef akash ezama, according to his version of the story, we are going to accept that insofar as his own chiyuvim are concerned. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. That's what's going on over here. That's, we're accepting it, the Nogea himself. Now, what are we accepting? The Ritva asks, where's Atchizum Mishneim? So the second teretz was, because he says, Eidu Sheker not Hayadati, but Hayadnu. In other words, so what am I accepting vis-a-vis himself? What am I believing? What am I, again, not believing in an absolute sense, beyond the limited context of being Mechayev you. But what am I believing? What do I hear from him? That who was not present? Who was his own name? Who wasn't there? Who said Sheker? What do I hear from him, Binogea himself? I hear Eidu Sheker, Hayadnu. This is what the Ritva said. So therefore, it's not cool a problem Atchizum Mishneim, because what we're doing is we're treating this as Hadas Baldin. Insofar as your Chiyuv is concerned, we hear your story. What did we hear from you insofar as your Chiyuv is concerned? We heard that you're both Zomim. Okay, that's good. That's what Ritva is telling us. Again, the whole issue is only relevant for himself. What we're doing is we're treating Hadas Baldin and we're accepting that story for yourself. Which, by the way, is a chidush in terms of Hodas Baldin itself. Because one could have thought, and this is a chakira out there, Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami, person could say, I owe money for 1,001 reasons why I owe money. Is the pshat that you're chayiv because we actually believe the story itself, binogea make new chayiv? Or we just believe that you're chayiv money? You could tell me 101 reasons, 1,001 reasons why you're chayiv money. It's irrelevant for us. We don't believe the story. We just believe that the bottom line. You might say a person could do what he wants with his own money, and he's making himself chayiv. So he tells us I'm chayiv for one reason, for another reason. It's not that we're makabel the actual details of what you're saying. It's only that we're accepting the bottom line. No, if that were the pshat, then we'd have a problem here. Because why are you... Because then it's like a circular reasoning, you see. Because why are you chayiv? Because you're a zomim. So how could you accept the bottom line if you don't have the story behind it to back it up? Right, we'll say, you hear me. In other words, so it's muchach from the Ritva, I think, that hodas baldin, that you can make him chayiv as per his confession, really entails accepting his version of the events with regard to his chiyuv. So everything that we're accepting is all we accept to be the emes. That's why you have hazama. The only reason you manufactured a chiyuv hazama on yourself is because you established that you were not present to have said, to have seen that edus. So the only reason that there is a chiyuv, otherwise you wouldn't be able to create a bottom line chiyuv if you never accepted the storyline. So obviously, therefore, we are accepting the storyline. No, and if the storyline says that we were both not present, we were both somewhere else, so memeo, that's called Yizumushneim. The self-hazama has fulfilled the condition of Yizumushneim. This is in more sharper focus what we saw yesterday in the Ritva. This is why you can have here the Hodas Baldin, that's not that we know for sure it was Sheker, but the Hodas Baldin can tell us that it was Sheker through self-hazama on both of you. And therefore, we are mechayev you because benogea your chiyuv, we accepted what you said. Again, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha soon. The Gemara could have asked a different kasha that the Ritva says is not easy but not as good, which is you can't get to a chiyuv of kasha zamam unless you have a second pair of Eidim. So there's no institution of a chiyuv kasha zamam based on hodas baldin, based on self-hazama. That's the Gemara could have asked or didn't ask that. What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara of the kasha kol kimine kimishihigin. This is now where we're up to. A second, and both of you will just, the Ritva just go through one more hoop, and that's the issue of end of the mismatch for Russia. We didn't focus on that as much, just to bring it out, just to focus on. He says, how can you believe on yourself in the mismatch for Russia? So this gets into a side issue, which we touched on Beza Meralev with the Tosis by Golis. But Maisa, there are Achonim that answer simply that he wants to do tshuva, like we find by Karvan, for example. Tosis says that if you're telling, you're confessing because you want to pay money, So therefore, it's not called a mezmas rashi. That's not called another mezmas rashi. You're doing it to do tshuva. The mitzvah doesn't answer that. We answer that's only halacha by onesh of chiyuv shebaguf, not by mamon. Okay, this is a separate inyan. But lemaisa, this is, I think, the picture that we have in the Gemara, and this is also the Ramban's pshat. This is the same. This is the pshat that Tosis would be rejecting. But the chiyuv would be self hazama as per hodas baldin, as per believing his story, binogea his chiyuv. Okay.
Before whatever you're saying with the concept of hodas baldin, whatever you're saying that by him admitting and testifying against himself, he's therefore making the other eight also chayav, or he's making
no. He can't. That's the point. That he clearly cannot mechayev the other way. That's called hodas baldin b'makom shechav l'acherim. Your hodah can only make you chayev. So, but let me put this: binogeya your chiyuv. What do we believe? No, that you both, that both of you were zomim, both of you were not there, both of you lied. Binogeya your chiyuv. We believe that both of you were not present. So therefore, within the world of the Hadash Baldin, which is his chiyuv, we believe everything he said to us, that Eidu Sheker Hei Avnu. Binogea, that person himself, we don't accept anything. You can't be moda on someone else's cheshbin. He won't be chayiv. That person remains untouched. But you will be chayiv as per your hodah, because you created a self-hazama. Has a self-hazama qualify as Yezumu Shneim? Because you presented your story as Eid Sheker Hei Adnu. That's the second mahalach in the Ritva, why it's called Yezumu Shneim. So in other words, what it means is, of course you're not believing again the other person. But the only reason, you're anyway not believed the Etzem, you're believing again yourself. But what are we believing again yourself? We believe your story. So we believe your story, which includes the other person and you being Zomimin, but it's only Benogea, your Chiyuv and your Chiyuv only, therefore, L'sham Ufi Chelko. Yeah. So the first Gersa, I don't have a good pshat, you have to think about what he means. He says, for that Gersa, you would say that the rule of Ajizim Vashneim was only said when it's Hazam Aideish, a second pair of Eidim, not when it's self Hazam. So apparently, self Hazam is different. Then you can be Mazin just yourself.
Yeah. And also, so maybe you're saying that we have to believe for Hodas Baladin, that you believe the storyline and not just the bottom line.
Right, because it's the bottom one, but you don't have any basis for the Chiyuv. In other words, if you're Moda that you, whatever reason, you chayv money, so then I can believe you chayv money. But if you're Moda that you said Eid Sheker, and I don't take on that you said Eid Sheker, you're not chayv money. Because there has to be, the mechanism for the chiyuv is itself what's happening right now. The hazama is what's mechayv you. So you have to take it together and say, I accept what you're saying, and then I have my chiyuv. Only insofar as you're concerned. Yes.
Is there any difference between Ritva's other Girsa and the next case of the Gemara of Lanu Behusma? Because isn't he just saying in this other Girsa that he also...
No, because the difference is very simple, that when the Gemara continues with the fourth suggestion, what it means is that they come to Beis Din and they say, we were in Beis Din number one, and we testified about somebody being chayv $100, and then another Pierre Beidim came and testified about us, that Imanu HaYisem. So therefore they were mazima. So Beis Din accepted a second, the Hodas Baldin is on a process of hazama, a real process of hazama. That's what the Gemara says next. So there was a Hodah about a real hazama that took place. The Gemara is going to ask on that, but then it comes out, you're saying to go Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're moda about a hazama that took place in another Beis Din, that's called in the Mashama Piyatzmo, it's moda b'knasset. Okay, so the final pshat in Gemara is, you testified that you were found to be a Zomim in the other Beis Din, you and your friend, and they actually paskined based on that you're chayav the mamon of the kashas zomim, you and your friend. And then the din is you pay your share because of your hodas baldin on a chayav mamon, not a chayav knas. But all this, the last two kinders of the Gemara are that you were made, you were moda about a hazama, a real hazama. What this Ukim Tabrava is saying is, you are the mode that you said Eder Sheker. It means you're making yourself an Eizomim without having to go through, without even discussing another Pir of Eidim. You are substituting for the other Pir of Eidim. You are, you're masking yourself by being mode that you are there. And it's a very interesting thing. And that's called, and called Yizum Shneim, according to one suggestion, because I'm talking about both of us not being there. And the Hodas Bodin means we accept that story to the extent that we're mechayev you, your share of the kasha zama. Now we have to get to the Gemara's kasha. What's the kol kamine? So the Gemara comes on this ukimta with a kasha. How could it be kimishahigit? So let's go now first to the Ramban and then to the Ritva, because here you see where they divide and how to read this kasha of the Gemara. So what is the Gemara? What's the Gemara asking? So how can you tell me you have to pay lefi chelko? I keep a shiigit. So let's first speak outside. So lechayra, what's going on here? The Gemara is asking a kasha that what keep a shiigit. So you shouldn't be chayiv. Asks the Ramban, asks the Ritva. I mean, of course you'd be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Because if you leave the first agada intact, if it comes out in effect, what have you caused here? You've caused a loss of money. If you've caused a loss of money, there are grounds to be mechayiv you. Why? What do you call that? Garmi. So the Gemara couldn't be asking that kivan shehige, therefore, how could it be emezam misham v'chelke, you shouldn't be mishalim. You will be mishalim. To the contrary, if kivan shehige, that's a reason not to pay, a reason to pay. If you say kivan shehige, it means that the first haggadah is intact, and now your moda that you lied, so now your moda that you lied, so then what should you be chayiv, mamon, based on what? Based on Garmi. So you should be chayiv to pay. How much? Interesting. How much? You should have to pay for Garmi. So how could they be asking a kasha, kima shehigid, as if to say you shouldn't pay? Of course you have to pay, yeah?
If that's the case, who would be chayiv them to pay?
If your moda that you lied, so now we have to take on Hadas Bodin that you lied. If you lied, you are mazik. What kind of mazik do we call that? A garmi mazik.
It's the first edus or the hodas?
No, no. When your moda that you lied in the first edus comes out, and since we're not going to be able to retract, because kivin shehigit, since you can't retract it, so it comes out, we are now going to be motzi mamon from this person, based on the edus that is not retractable. It comes out, and since you're molded that you lied, it comes out we are now privy to the fact that you were a mazik in saying that edus, which therefore gives us cause to make you pay based on what? Halachic principle? Dina de Garmi. So therefore the Ritva and the Ramban both are struggling with understanding what the Gemara means to ask now, kol kimine kivin shehige. To the contrary, you're saying kivan shehige, therefore you should be pater? No, you will be chayiv. So they're both going to answer of this in the same outline of an answer that the Gemara means, but the lashon haGemara is you're paying why? By virtue of what? What is the lashon of Rav Yudah Marav? Eid zomim shel bichelk. So, cause for chiyah for garmi, I understand, but the cause for chiyah because of eid zomim, that I don't understand because kivan shehige. But now, exactly what does the Gemara mean? So, because kivan shehige, because you can't retract, therefore you can't explain the reason of the meaning of Yudavar's statement in the way you just did, because it wouldn't be an eid zomim halacha; it would be garmi. So, it would be garmi, and that's not what he's saying. So, let's see. How does the Ramban put it? Yeah. So, you have it a little bit different in the Gersos, but I don't know. In the basically, it's good. Here it says in achinami. That's how I have it in the Kovetz. In other words, what's he asking? The Gemara says, Kim Shehigid, presumably, so you shouldn't have to pay. What do you mean? Yesh Lakshas, Inochinami. The Eno Neman. In other words, Inochosil Magi, you're not believed. The Kavan Shehiziko Mishalim. So if you're not believed, so it comes out you're Mazik. If you're Mazik, you pay. My question is, what's barring the Gemara? They showed me the Ramban in the new Ramban that came out. Hadak Shina Kol Kiminei. So he says it like this. Lav de Pater Melishale. It's not that the Gemara means to ask. It's the same point. It's just the semantics of it. The Gemara doesn't mean to ask. Kol kiminei kimin shehigid so yapata milishalim. He hanusenes. To the contrary, the very fact that you can't be chosel magid is the reason that you do have to pay, right? He hanusenes. Mishum de'ena chosel magid mishalim. Because of what? Because of garmi. Umay kusha. Says the Ramban. So what's the pshat nigmas kasha? Here's the key. Here are the words. It's going to be medayik in what he's saying. Ella, the Ramban says, what the Gemara means to ask in Kivan Shehigit is, Ella do lo mikri eid zomen, da ha eduso kayemes. So the Gemara's kasha is something else. That you have to pay, I understand. You got me. But lo mikri eid zomen. What's the lashon of Rav Yehuda Marav? Eid zomen misham bichelko. If you can't retract the first edus, then you can't. It can't be a zome, not called a zome. What does the Ramban mean? Does it just mean a question of the lashon? In other words, the lashon of the Gemara is a zome. You're not called a zome. Because the lashon of zome is associated with the fact that the edus is not kayim, and here the edus is still kayim. So maisa, we're keeping the edus still here. So just a question of the lashon, or the Ramban means more than that. In other words, the chiyuv, which seemed to be based on the din of kasha zaman, but you cannot be machayev for kasha zaman if the edus is kayim. Which way did you learn? Is it just about the lashon, or it's also in terms of the lumbus? In other words, the chiyuv of Rav Yehuda Marav is clearly coming midina al kasha zama, and the chiyuv al kasha zama cannot exist if the edus is still kayim, the poel. If in real life it's real, it's kayim, that's not, there's no chiyuv of kasha zama. Both sides, you hear one question, is it just about the lashon? Lashon Eizomim sounds like that doesn't fit, because according to the pshat that you just said, you wouldn't use such a lashon, because Eizomim is mashma, this is not kayim, and here it is kayim. More likely, I think the Ramban means more fundamental than that. He means that you cannot have a chiyuv of kasha zamam. Kasha zamam means by definition that the edus is no longer valid. The edus that is considered based on the zamam, the first edus is discredited, and that cannot be over here because kimashigim shalchozel magid. The first edus is still here, so you can't have a chiyuv b'din kasha zamam. That's the Ramban's interpretation of the Gemara's kasha. Okay, because of this kasha, the Gemara now has to reinterpret the whole pshat of Yehuda Marav. This is the Ramban. What does the Ritva say? Now, the Ritva has a different pshat in understanding the Gemara's kasha. But again, he's coming from the same question. In other words, what's bar in the Gemara? Kimi shehigid. So you're pater, you're chayiv. You're chayiv because of what? Because of garmi. Says the Ritva a different part. Not what the Ramban says, but something different. Uparchinan. Let's see enough from the Ritva. Everyone hear the Ramban's pshat in the kasha? Yeah, you can't have kasha zamam if the edus is kayim. Kasha zamam can only be a chiyuv if the edus is not kayim. So you can't mechayiv a self hazama if lemaisa kima shehigid says you can't be chozer. So therefore, garmi you can allow chiyuv garmi, but you can't have a chiyuv a kasha zamam if the poel, if lemaisa that edus is not discredited be'etzem. Uparchina and the Ritva says something different. So he's more verbose in asking what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. What's more asking? The my kusha, again, it's the same kasha as the Ramban with a little more words. What's why in the Gemara? Because kima shehigid, therefore you should be putter? No, finish katveri. The Ramban says, he anusenes. He says, adarabba, lefi she'ena yochel achzvo meiduso. Because you can't retract your edus, because the rule is kima shehigid, you can't come back and change. V'hanidol mischayev al pi'en. So therefore, this person that was testified against is going to end up having to pay as per the edus. Hu chayev l'shalim mashem afsido be'edus, and he has to pay what he what him caused him to lose. What does he mean, dina de garmi? So how come are we asking you should be potter because kimishigid, so therefore you're chayiv because of garmi. Zakta Ridva, the Yeshlomer. Again, he's harping on the lashon of Rav. Why you chayiv? The Lishna denakat Rava, or Rav, I should say, probably. Lishna denakat Rav, eid zomein, kashele le Talmuda. And here it's clear what this kavanah is. The lashon is as far as the Gemara. Did mashma midin eid zomein mishalein velo midin degarmi? Notice, for the Ritva, it's not as if you can have both. This is where I told you about the Rashash. It's not as if you can have both. The Rishonim are talking about din garmi when you don't have kasha zamam, but you could have a case of chiva of garmi. But he says it's mashma that why are you paying? Not because of garmi, but because of the din of ezomim. The kosher who midin hazama. Oh, now we're talking the word of hazama. Then the rule is beinan kasha zamam below kasha asa. Then we need to be only on the level of zamam, not asa. I feel gabi mamona can be considered another ill. This goes back to the Ritva earlier, on a few pieces earlier, where the Ritva goes on the side of the question that we saw discussed by many Rishonim Tosis and Bava Kama and others, that do we say the rule of kasha zam velo kasha asa by mamon, or is mamon different for whatever the reason? Ritva holds that the rule of kasha zam velo kasha asa is applicable also to mamon. The Gemara later talks about hargu e naragi. But the Ritva holds by mamon the same halacha. Kasha zam velo kasha asa. So now says the Ritva a big chiddush. Oh, so therefore, in our situation, inasmuch as you cannot retract your edus, inasmuch as the halacha is kimishig nuhas amagid, therefore, the kaven should say in a yochel lachza may do son. Since you cannot retract the earlier edus, means that earlier edus is still well, alive and well, and it can be mechayiv. It can mechayiv the person based on it's going to be mechayiv, and based on that edus, there's nothing that's stopping that train from going down those tracks. Clearly, it's now going to end up based on that edus that it's going to be a chiyuv. Therefore, kasher asa hu below kasher zaman. Chayim pirush abin meir halevi zal. So interesting. Kasher, it's called kasher asa. We would have thought kasher asa means what? If Beis Din actually took the money and collected it, had to pay, that's called kasher asa by mamon. But Vah is saying here that once it's obvious that it hasn't been stopped, the process is not stopped by a typical hazama. So when the second pair of Edom come, so now the chiyuv is that they have to pay. And for the kasha zama, and it's obviously not going to lead to us, because now you know that the truth lies with the second edim are saying. So it's stopped at zama, and it's not going anywhere, because the first edus is gone. Here, the first edus is not retractable, in which case Beis Din is going just a matter of time. They're going to be able to collect from him. Says the Ritva, says that's called kasha asa. This is not what the Ramban said. Realize, what did the Ramban say? Different part. Because the edus is kayemes, therefore it's not called hazama. It can't be chayv kashazama if the edus is kayemes. The Dvar is saying if the edus is kayemes, so therefore it's just a matter of time that they'll be able to collect. That's called kasher asa, and therefore you can't say ezom misham bichelko because there's no chiyuv of hazama in a case of kasher asa. What did the Ramban say? That the Gemara means to ask since kivan shehigid, so therefore you can mechay for kasha zamam because the edus is kayam, and kasha zam is only a chiyuv if the edus is not kayam, but the edus is still here, so you can't have a chiyuv of kasha zamam if the edus that you want mechay kasha zamam for is still here. The Dvar is saying because it's called kasha us. So before we figure out why the Rabban learned one way, the Ritva learned a different way in the Gemara, but let's understand what the Ritva is saying. Why do you call this kasha asa? It wasn't actually carried out. We understand the difference between this and a normal case. A normal case, what is the pshat? It's locked in. In other words, it's zamam, it's never going to change. All you have is zamam. It won't evolve into an asa. Here, it's going to come to us. So that's called Kasha Asar. Just to give it a little more understanding, I think we can just add what we've been discussing a lot, that the chiyuv of Kasha Zaman is that the Eidim impose a Gmar Din on the person, and the Hezek is defined as just that, that there's a Gmar Din that's looming on the person. But not to be carried out. Just ki'ilu, the Torah says, is it. But just that, that is Zaman. Once, just like we said, that Asa is not Zaman plus. Remember we asked the Kasha, remember yesterday, 2 days ago? Why is there a need for Kavachomer to Asa? Every case of Kasha Asa is inherently what? Zaman. The Zaman is there, so also they carried it out. So how do we explain? If you say the chiyuv is for the zamam, so then the zamam that's machai by zamam should be machai by asa. Who needs asa? You have the zamam, you have the generating factor to be chayiv for zamam in the case of asa. What do I care that it was also, that it also was carried out? But the zamam, the scheming, the plotting was all there. But the answer is that the chiyuv for zamam is not for the plotting, for the scheming. The chiyuv for zamam is for bringing about a hezek. What is the nature of that hezek, of the how are they mazik sheker on the ba'achiv, that they cause through the edus a psak din to be rendered on a person, a sentence that person is chayiv. That's the nature of the chiyuv zamam, that they rendered that psak din, bezdin rendered al pihem that psak din. Once you have a case of asa, so now it's a different hezek. It's a more chamur hezek, perhaps. It wasn't just a virtual payment or chiyuv, it's actually carried out. Correct, that's why it's a kal v'chomer. But you can't say it's the same thing, it's a different thing. This is a hezek of one level, that they caused the psak din to be rendered against the person. They will mazik the person via the psak din of the ezdin. The other case is they punish the person, they mazik the person through a bezdin did as a result. But that's not the same. It's a different. It's like a choso bas aviv ubas imo, which is not, well, I have a choso bas aviv here. What do I care that she's also bas imo? No, it's a different relationship. It's a relationship of full sister. It's more so, it should be that she should be asur and she should be chayiv. Good, but that's a kal v'chomer, non shin min hadin. Here too, it's a different level hezek. If that's the way to understand it, then I understand the mitzvah a little better. Because the idea is that by a normal case of Zaman, the Hezek is defined by the fact that they rendered a Psak Din. But that's it. A Psak Din that's not going to be carried out. Because where we are right now, freeze that frame at the point that the Edom Zomim are found to be Zomim. What do we know right now? What do we know? That this person has been rendered a Chayiv in the Beis Din, but he's not going to get the Onesh, but that's the nature of the Hezek that the Torah is Bechayiv for. That is the hezek. Not that it's going to happen, but that the very fact that there is a sentence which is considered a ki'ilu, that is the hezek. Once you're talking about a case like ours, where you can't retract the edus, which means that it's not just on the level that there's a sentence, it's a sentence that is in a matter of short time going to be carried out, and we know it because there's no stopping it. Because Kiva Shege Shege Chozo Magid, so the Avis is still here. So therefore, that's a hezek of a greater nature. That's us. That's us. In light of the same lumdus that we've been using to explain why Zamam is distinct from Asa, it helps us to understand why the Ritva can classify the case over here where the Avis is still viable, and in which case Beis Din can still act on it, and ask as if it were asa. Kivin should say in yochalachza meidusan kasha asa v'lo kasha zama. So let's ask. So we see two different ways to read the Gemara's kasha. Again, the pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva is the same in what the Gemara is trying to create. A hodas baldin of a self hazama to mechayev him in his share of kasha zama. The problem the Gemara has with it, kivin shehigid, is therefore the first edus is not retractable. Therefore what? Therefore not that the Gemara means that you're not chayiv. You'll be chayiv because of Garmi. But you're not chayiv because of Eid Zomim. Why not? For the Ramban, You're not chayav for eight zomim because hazama means that the first edus is no longer viewed as valid. For the ritva, the gemara means that since the first edus is still here, therefore Beis Din can act on it, and therefore this makes it like a kasha asa. Therefore, you're not chayav for zama. For eight zomim shalom, it's mashbi chayav because eight zomim. It's not true. It's considered asa. That's the ritva. Let's see. See if we can figure out why the Ramban and the Ritva didn't explain the way the other one did. The easy part is why the Ramban did not learn Pshat like the Ritva in the Gemara's Kashya. The answer should be obvious to everybody. Why couldn't, not because of this big chiddush that we said, even more basic than that, in explaining why it's called Asa, for a more basic reason. They both say, what's the Shita of Ramban about Kashya Asa B'mamo? What? What? You are chayv. Remember the Ramban earlier on the Teda, right? When the Gemara explains the contra b'kiva, it's a knas because mamon b'yad bayim mishalmin. So the Ramban points out, so it's a knas, but you should know it's also even when you pay, it's also a knas, even though there was a loss. The Ramban is assuming. It's, even though the Ritva seems to quote some point the Ramban holding otherwise, but it's pointed out by Zalman and others, the Ramban says mefurish that the rule of kasha zamo kasha asa does not apply by mamon. Yischayv even by us. So obviously the pshat in the kasha could not be what the Ritva said. Even if you accept the lumdus of everything, that it's called asa because it's a matter of time that they're going to do it, but yischayv on us as well. So the Ramban learns a different part. Because the Eidus is Kaim, it's not called Hazama. Hazama means that the Eidus is not Kaim. As far as the Ritva not learning like the Ramban in the Gemara's Kasha, what did the Ramban seem to say? That when you have the Eidus that's still here, you can't call that Hazama. That's what the Gemara means. Kima Shigas, but the Eidus, that means the Eidus is still here. You can't call that Hazama to Mechayib with your Hodas Bodin of Hazama if the Eidus is still here. The Ritva did not accept that Svara. For the Ritva, the Gemara had a different Kasha. That's called Kasha Asa. Could be that this is Ritva Lishitasa. That we're thinking as follows. Interesting. Let's think about this. The Ramban's premise would be in the Gemara's Kasha, you cannot call something Hazama if the Eidus that you're Mazim, however you mazim it, that Eidus is still here. Still here. There's a rule of Ein Eidim Zomen Ein Masim Zomen Ashi Zomen Shneim. The Ritva had a problem here. In the Self Hazama, where's Ashi Zomen Shneim? We start with this. So Ritva had two suggestions. Either by the Self Hazama, there is no such rule. Whatever the reason, I don't know. Alternatively, says the Ritva, if we go race in the Gemara, Eidus Sheker what? He Adnu, then it's good. Because then your story is saying that both of you were not present. But the Ritva continues, even though your friend you not believe, but we explain, but you believe Benogea yourself about both of you. Now, let's think about this. If the definition of Hazama were, like the Ramban says here in Pshat Nigmar's Kasha, that Hazama means that the Eidus at your Mazim is not accepted, and it could be, then when we talk about Atzei Zumu Shneim, it's true you don't have to be able to carry out Kasha Zama, you call it Atzei Zumu Shneim, you just have to be able to do a Maisa Hazama, as we saw in Tosfos, right? But what's a Maisa Hazama according to the Ramban? Lechora Hazama means, Ashizumu Shneim means that you should be able to establish the Maisa, that Eidus is nothing. Sof Davar, this person who says, Hey Adnu, but that other person's Eidus is still Kaya, because you're not believed on him. Within your version of b'mechayiv yourself, you're believing him. But l'maisa, the Eidus is still kayim. So how did the Ritva solve his problem and say, it's called Yozum Mishneim because I said Eidus Sheker He'adnu. but the other person's edus is still here. So how are you mazim shneim? Even according to your story, but lemaisa, if it's really not discredited, if the edus is still here, that's not yizum shneim. But this would only be a problem according to the svara that I just said, based on the Ramban, and how he learned the Gemara's kasha right afterwards of kiva shehigid, means that if the edus is kayim, you can't call that a zama. You can't be mechayev for kasha zama. The edus is kayim, and in your edus, the first edus in your mazim is kayim, so you can't be mechayev for kasha zama. According to your hodas baldin, because the edus that your mazim is kayim is here, it's not called hazama. No, if that's true, then that second teretz of the Ritva before is not going to hold anymore. That if I say Eidu Sheker Adnu, then it's called Yezumu Shneim because I'm including him in my version of the story. But his Eidus that I'm including is Lamaisa, not discredited. So maybe it's not called Yezumu Shneim either. But the Ritva didn't have a problem saying that teretz, because the Ritva did not agree with the Ramban and Svara that Hazama has to mean that you were mevatel the first Eidus. Therefore, the Ritva could not learn the Gemara's Kasha, Kol Kaminei, like the Ramban. He had to have his own pshat. The Gemara meant that it's Kasha us. Is this very, very clear, or only a little murky here? What do you say, Rabbi Hussein? Again, the first half you understand. Why the Ramban didn't say the Ritva's pshat in Kol Kaminei? Because the Ramban holds Kasha us is not a problem by Mammon, right? That you hear. But now we want to go the other direction. Why the Ritva didn't want to say Pshat in the Gemara, Kima Shehigid, like the Ramban? What was Ramban's Pshat Kima Shehigid? That you can't be Mechayev for Hazama if the Eidus at your Mazim is still a Maisa, practically still here, still valid. So, you know, Kima Shehigid, the first Eidus is still here, so you can't make him Mechayev for Hazama. Ritva said something earlier that's inconsistent with that idea. Because even though the Ritva was talking about a different Nekuda, he talked about the rule at Shizumu Shneim, but I'm arguing that should be the same idea. Shizumu Shneim should require that both of those Eidim, the Eidus is discredited. That's called Yizumu Shneim. Even if you can't carry out Kasha Zaman, Torah says Zaman on both, but you have to discredit the Eidus. If the Eidus is still here, ready to use, and Paskin on by virtue of it, it's not a problem, you don't consider it to be discredited, that you haven't accomplished Yizumu Shneim. And the Ritva said that you can have Odas Baldin, that both of us lied, and that's good enough for Yizumu Shneim, even though with regard to the other person, you didn't really do anything to his Eidus in the real life. So how can you call Yizumu Shneim? The answer is, the Ritva didn't accept the Svar of the Ramban, so then he couldn't learn Pshat the Gemara's Kasha like that. All right, take it or leave it, just a possibility. I want to end, and then we'll do a little bit, Dilma, of course, Rosh Hashanah coming. But just want to leave you the Kasha on the Rambam. We'll leave the Rashash, the point of the Rashash, and we'll keep it Eger for after Yanta, for next year, I guess. You know, whatever it is. Next year, next week, both. But, the few things at the end, a few interesting horizons. But this is really the Kasha I want to leave you is the Rambam. The Rambam is fascinating. Just a Kasha. I'm not going to answer Pshat, just to see the problem in the Rambam. The Rambam brings a halacha. He passes like Rabbi Akiva, right? So therefore, you're not mishalem al piyatzma. Yeah? Why? Because chiyav edim zomin is called knas. The Rambam writes Perek Yud Ches Halacha Ches, Chiyuv Ha'edim Hazomimin L'Shalem, L'Mokam Shechayavim L'Shalem, Knas, Knasu, Yud Ches Ches, Hilchas Eidus. L'Fichach Eim Mishalmin Al Pi Atzman. Now, the Rambam brings two examples of this. The example of what? Of Edom Zomin, Emisham al Piyatzman. Now, before I read you the Rambam, just remind yourself of what we saw in our Gemara. Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Amarav's statement, the Gemara ends up saying, if you want it to be consistent with Rabbi Akiva, then what do you say? That he was Modeh on a Chiyav Mammon. How is it a Chiyav Mammon? Because he says, I and my friend and my partner were found Zomimin and Gepaskind against us in the other Beisdin that were Chayiv Mamun for the Hazama, and now he's molded to second Beisdin about that, and then they make him pay his share of the Mamun, which was originally right Kasha Zomimin money, but it was Gepaskind, so therefore they make him pay his share. Before we got to that point, if you go like Rabbi Akiva, then you'd have a situation where he's molded that he and his friend were found Zomimin, but not yet Gepaskind yet, so it's still Knas. That would be a molded the knas. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that would not be mechayevim. According to Chacham, it would. What about the case that Rava talks about, where he says, "I said eid sheker, I lied, I and my friend lied." So in that case, you wouldn't be chayev. Why wouldn't you be chayev? Is it because of eid mesham al piatzmo? Well, you don't have to come on to that. What does the Gemara say? Why are you not chayev? Because the kivin shehigid shuven chozer umagid. Which means one of two things: the Ritva and the Ramban. In other words, you're not chayev the kasha zama either because kimishi igit, so the first edus is kayim, therefore it's not called hazama. You can't call hazama, or because it's called kasha vas. But umaisa, you don't have to come on to the fact that it's knas. It's because of what the gemara asks. Whatever the pshat in the gemara is, correct. Now, what is the Rambam's case number two of the Rambam? Of the case said that it's a chiyuv knas for emes shamna piatzman. Case number two is osha amru he adnu al zeh bekach bekach vehuzamnu emes shamna piyah. They say that we testified about so and so and we became zomin. They're not mishamna piyah. The Rambam concludes, but if they said he adnu al zeh vehuzamnu beveiz din shaponim is chayavnu itin lo kach bekach. So it became a chiv hare'eh u'mishalman shezu hoda b'mamon shenigma dinam witin oso and fine the mamar ha'echad came misham chelko. So one person who's moda on a chiv mamon is misham chelko. Good. Problem is the Rambam has another example after saying the word ketzad. Again, he's describing the halacha of chiv edim zomin as a knas e mishalman al pi atzman ketzad. The first case he brings ketzad harei sheheidu. So there was already accepted their edus. The achakach amru shneihem. He has a case where both said edus sheker he adnu. The engel zeh itu zeh klum. No, Reuben doesn't owe Shimon money at all. Says the Rambam, that's case number one. That why don't they have to pay? There was nechker edusim bebeizdin. And then they come back and say, Eidus Sheker Hayadnu, then the Pater, because of Moda Miknas. Because Chiv Eidim Zomin is Knas. Oh, She'amru Hayadnu Al Zeh B'kach V'kach V'huzamnu. He's talking about both of them being Moda, fine. But he's talking about two cases of why the Pater, because it's Knas. The second case, I understand. That's because they're talking about a Chiv of Hazama of another Beis Din, and that's Knas, and therefore the Pater. But the first case, L'chaira, the Gemara has that suggestion of a case with one eight saying it. The Gemara says, Kivan Shehigit, whatever you'll say in Pshat in the Gemara is basically saying it's not a viable Pshat in Rav. It's L'chaira, the Gemara is asking, it's not, there's no basis to Mechaev for Kasha Zama. Forget about the fact that it's Knas, there's no basis to Mechaev. The Rambam brings the case with a Moda that they said, Eidus Sheker Yadnu, as the reason with the Pater is because it's Knas. We both say, you have a problem. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Big difficulty in the Rambam. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam gives you two examples of where you're Moda on a Chiyav of Hazama, and because he holds, he passes to Rabbi Akiva, that Eidim Zomim is Knas, therefore Eim Hesham on a Piyazma. The second example is the case where the Eidim say that we have found Zomim in the first Beis Din, and not yet that it was made into Mammon, it was just the fact that it was Zomim, so then a Pater, I understand. But the first example the Rambam gives on that to express this halacha is where the Edom testified and their Edus was accepted and based in, and then they said, Edus Sheker Hayadnu, and the Pater because Moda B'Knas, because it's a Chiyav Knas. The problem is, we just read a Gemara. L'chara, that's not why you have to say the Pater for a more fundamental reason. What does the Gemara say? Because Kim Shigat, so you can't have a Chiyav Hazama. Whatever Pshat you want to say. Maybe the Ritva's Pshat does work for the Rambam. He doesn't hold it by Kasha Asa by Mammon, but the Ramban's Pshat, or whatever other Pshat, whatever it is, but the Gemara suggests such a scenario and knocks it down because of Kivan Shehigid. So the same Kivan Shehigid you have in the Rambam's case. So whatever it means in the Gemara, to say that you don't have a chiv of Kashas Amam, so forget about the fact that it's Knas, it's simply because Kivan Shehigid. The Rambam brings this case as an example of not paying because it's Knas. What?